The Demon Eater by Icarus Chained and read by Wilfriede 0815. There's some folk born to be magic. There's some folk born to be priests. Me, I was born to be a demon eater. I was born to die young and fat and evil, sick from the soul. Might have done too, but for the god and the thorns who saved me. Might have done, but for the god who showed me how to save myself. It's like this, see? Some folk, they's born with a well inside them. Their whole soul just wells up and spills out. Those folk, they's magic. They got a force inside them. Something they gotta give, gotta use. They's the magic ones. And then, there's other folk. The opposite folk. And they's got a hole inside them instead. They got the space, this pit inside their chest, and that space is there for sitting in. Gods, demons, whoever gets there first. Those kind of people, they got a hole inside their soul, and there's things out there looking to come and sit in it. I's one of them. Got me a hole inside me. Big one. Biggest in all the world. I got a space inside me, fit to swallow the sky. And I didn't know what it meant back then. When I was young, when I was just a baby, I didn't know I had this space. Nobody else did either. So nobody got me to a priest. Nobody got me to a holy man, so it'd be a god who'd sit inside me. Nobody came to fill me up with something safe and right. I didn't tell nobody, and nobody knew. So it got bigger. The more I grew, the stronger I got, the bigger that pit inside my chest got to. It got to be so big, I started feeling it. This stretching inside me. This yawning, needing to be filled up. I got older, got to be a young woman, and I started feeling this hunger inside me. It gets like that. You leave it long enough, it gets like that. That's how eaters are made. They got this hole in their soul, and it needs filling. And if they go too long, then they get hungry. They get so they need to eat something. Something with a spirit. A soul. Gods, they's a bit too big for most eaters. So it's spirits. It's ghosts and ghouls and demons that's first. Or people. Sometimes, yeah, eaters start with people. Gotta kill them first. Get the soul out, so it can be eaten. There's eaters gone bad. Gone so bad. There's a reason folks try to get them to a priest when they still only young. You let an eater grow, a lot of the time, they just goes bad. And sometimes, they gets eaten too. Cause there's things out there. Cause there's demons and other things. Spirits that ain't one thing or the other. Spirits that's so big they can't be eaten. Spirits that eat you back when you try. They comes in, they sits inside you, inside the hole in your soul, and they eat you from the inside out. That's what happens. Demons come and sit inside you. They eat your soul, and then they wears what's left of you to do their work. That's what happened to me. I never ate nobody. I never ate one single soul. I got a demon instead. Thing came, sat inside of me, tried to eat me from the inside out. That's what happened to me. But I is bigger than that demon. I had a hole inside me, fit to swallow the sky. So, I tried to eat it back. That's when my God found me. That's when they come and saved me. I crawled out of town. I's stubborn, then and now. I's bulldog stubborn, and I knew what I had inside me. I knew I'd got me a demon. So I crawled out. So's if it ate me, I'd have nobody to hurt first thing. I got outside town, and I found me. It was a thorn tree. Don't know why I was drawn to it, but I was. Felt right. So I crawled out and lay down under that tree, and I curled up around the thing in my chest, and we set to eating each other, my demon and me. We set to gnawing on each other, and seeing which of us was gonna be full at the end of it. It hurt, you know. Hurt so much. You ever been eaten up from the inside? It hurts so bad. But I's bigger. I was always bigger. That demon came, and it thought it'd sit inside me, but I was always bigger. Bigger than it, bigger than anything. It gnawed me up, but I was winning. I was eating it up inside me. By the sun was setting, I was well on my way to eating my first soul. A bad one. One as it make me sick. That's half the reason demon eaters go so bad. But I didn't know that then either. The God did, though. My God come and saved me from that. Right there, under that thorn tree. There, while the sun was setting. I calls him Hayen Sheen. Other folks, they calls him the twins. He in the desert and she in the night. They's not twins, though. They's all the one. Some spirits, they ain't one thing or the other. He and she's one of those. They's a god, but I think mostly 'cause they's too big to be anything else. Gods don't trouble them none, nor demons either. They's one of the halfway spirits. They lives out there in the in-between. They likes thorn trees. They likes fights where nobody's winning. They likes people who ain't one thing or the other yet, and I wasn't an eater yet. Wasn't eaten either. So they came. I looked up, while me and my demon was eating each other, and they was sitting up there in that thorn tree, looking down at me. Looked like a man then. Little brown man with little black eyes. Wasn't quite sunset yet. They likes to be heein' till night's fallen proper. They spoke to me, while I was lying there staring up at them, leaned out among the thorns, pursing their lips while they looked at me, and then they hopped down and they says to me,
"I'd spit that out if I was you. Nasty thing. Make you sick if you don't."
Because they's poisonous demons. They's bad for you. They turns you sour from the inside out. Even if you win. Even if you eat them instead of them eating you. They turn you bad anyway. Win or lose, demon eaters always go bad. You put things inside your soul that's bad. They make you sick no matter what.
You's doing good, girl.
The god told me back then, leaning down to squint into my chest and see the demon I was eating.
That one bit of a whole lot more than it can chew. I says that. You done good. But you gotta spit it out now. You gotta trust me. Nasty thing like that. You don't want it stuck inside you. Spits it up, there's a girl. You'll feel a lot better once you've done that.
And I didn't know how. They don't exactly teach you how to spit up demons from inside your soul. But I managed it somehow. I spit that thing out. I rolled over and coughed it up, all black and slimy, chewed up and flopping in the dirt. I got it out, spit it out of me, and then I just sat there looking at it. My first demon. My first soul. I chewed it up, and I spat it back out. Ian crouched down next to me, patted me on the back, grinned down at me like I'd done something special. I guess I had. They likes in between people. Neither one thing nor the other. Until you eat something, you ain't an eater. Until a god sits in you, you ain't a priest. But if you's had something inside you, you ain't just empty either. Eaters don't spit things up. But I did. And that made me something different. I didn't know that yet, but he ended.
That's it. That's it, darling. You get it all up. You did real good. That's a girl. You's all good.
I think I spat at them for that. Try to, anyways. Never did like being talked down to. I's not entirely sure, but I think I did try to spit at them. Gave a right good glare, at the least. Dunn laughed at me for it. Patted me gently on the back. They sat themselves down and poked at my half-dead demon with spindly fingers.
You mind?
They asked me, while the sun was setting and they was going from Heian to Sheehan. Picked the demon up, dangled it a bit for the asking.
Don't make me sick the way it does you. You mind if I have some?
I don't even know if I tried answering that. Didn't protest anyways, and I guess that was good enough. They slid the demon down the middle. Was mostly dead then, but it wasn't all the way. It was live enough to feel that still, I think. I had to go around behind the thorn tree. Didn't have anything left inside me, in my stomach or my soul, but I gave a good try coughing it all up anyways. Juskal spit mostly. Spit and bile. Sheehan picked the demon up, one half in each hand, and swallowed them whole, one after the other, like there was nothing. Yeah. There's a reason neither gods nor demons come messing with he and she in. They's a god 'cause they ain't nothing else. But I reckon they'd eat gods too if gods came gunning for them. So, mostly gods don't. Mostly nobody does. They lives in the in-between places, and nobody comes trying to bother 'em none. And these days, too, Nobody much comes bothering me. I's born to be a demon eater. Got a hole inside me. Got a great big hole in the middle of my soul. A hole so big, even big things come trying to sit in it. But I's bigger than them. I's getting bigger all the time. Not 'cause I's eating, 'cause I ain't. 'Cause the hole gets bigger if you don't try to fill it up. Gets so big, you could sit a whole world inside it. Or a demon. Even a god, maybe. Let it get big enough, maybe a body could even eat a god. I wouldn't do that, though. Don't know too much about gods, but I reckon I wouldn't want them inside me any more than demons. Wouldn't want he and she in there. Sneaky, spindly, wicked thing. They'd make a right mess of me. Don't doubt that for a moment. So, I knows better now. I knows to spit them out. All of them. No matter what they is, I knows now I don't got to have anything inside me I don't want to be there. Just 'cause there's a hole in my soul don't mean I needed to have it filled. I can just leave it there, a part of me. This nice, clean space inside my soul, big enough to sit a sky in. And if something else comes along, tries to sit in it like that demon did that first time, then I knows I can eat them just a little bit. Chew them up some, so they know better then, and spit them back out again. Most times they learn. Most times they don't come back. The times when they do, I just goes and finds my God. I goes to he and she in, so that when I spits them up, my God can pick them up in spindly fingers, splits them down the middle, and swallow them down where they won't make nobody or nothing sick ever, ever again. I's good at it too. I got demons who'll run the whole length of the world just to get out of my way. That's who I am now. That's who I's meant to be. There's folk born to be magic. There's folk born to be priests. There's folk born to be eaters. And then there's some who goes the other way and ends up in between. The